Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of what? Salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema of God. All right, let's check our Bibles and find out what the helmet of salvation is. I invite you to the book of Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. The terminologies that are used in Romans chapter 5 are the kind of terminologies that are used in a court session for people that are lawyers in our midst. How many lawyers do we have here? At least I've seen Ogbe. If you're a barrister, may you? Okay, only one barrister here this night. All right. Another one at the back there. All right. So the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What is justification? When you go to court, and in court, are you with me? The judge gives a sentence, and according to the sentence of the judge, he discharges somebody and acquits the person. Right? It discharges the person. What does it mean when we say somebody is discharged and acquitted?
It means he can no longer be held liable for the allegations that were laid against him. The accusations that was brought.
All right, so he can no longer be held liable for the accusations that were leveled against him. So the word justification means declared righteous. It means you are not guilty of the accusations that have been raised concerning you. Are you with me? Now, so what happened to us when we gave our life to Christ is that in the Spirit, we were declared righteous. The declaration of the judge, if that declaration of the judge has gone forth, whether you were guilty, you actually stole the thing. But at the end of the day, you got to court and the judge said you were declared righteous. It means that that allegation no longer holds water. Now, what the devil does is that he goes around with evidences. The day you wanted to steal meat from the pot, Satan came with a camera. And he took a snapshot of you while your hand was inside of the pot and you did your face like it. The day you wanted to steal sex as you were moving, you had created, manipulated everything as you wanted to, he took a shot. Even sometimes when you are praying, he will come and accuse you and say, immoral man. Which, what are you doing? The devil wants to bring you to a point where you doubt your salvation. You doubt your stand with God. You doubt the fact that you are a child of God. Because if there is any iota of doubt in the crucible of your heart, there is a hole in your armor. Are you with me? So, he uses those pictures to get you to doubt yourself. But you see, the reason for our confidence is not really because we did not commit the crime. The reason for our confidence is that the judge said, what? I am righteous. In terms of who is guilty, yes, probably we are guilty. But that is not the question now. We are justified based on the declaration of the judge, not based on action. In terms of action, really, the devil has evidence that we are culprits. But unfortunately for him, he was not a good lawyer enough to convince the judge to pass a judgment that condemns us. The justice system of heaven has declared us righteous. It means that the evidences that the devil has are evidences that hold no water. If we have a believer here that is not up to date with the status of the justice system of heaven and does not understand the implication of justification, this believer is going to be whipped every day and night with pictures of commissions
Meanwhile, from the eyes of God, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been discharged and what? Acquitted. And every believer is supposed to be walking based on the justice system on heaven and on the perspective of the declaration of the judge. If you doubt your stand with God, it means that there is a hole where? In your armor. That's the reason why, if by any means you miss it even a little, run to God. Don't run away from God. Run what? To God. I know of a pastor, okay? I know of a pastor in a particular ministry because of the emphasis of holiness that was preached in that ministry, he fell into fornication. And the next thing he did was that he committed suicide. I'm not saying fall into fornication, but I'm telling you that if you miss it by any means, run where? To God. Do you still remember the story of David? David had two options. Either for him to fall into the hands of the Lord, or fall into the hands of what? Of his enemies. What did he choose? To fall into the... Why did he decide to make that choice? Who can tell me why? Huh? Because there is great mercies with the Lord. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Run into the arms of God. If by any means you miss it, run to God. Don't run away from God. Because if you go to God and you do business with God, he is plenteous in mercy. But don't take advantage of his mercy to linger in sin. No. If you linger in sin because you know mercy is available, you have been deceived by sin. And the first thing that sin will do is that sin will deceive. And then the next thing that sin will do is that sin will slay. So sin can kill you spiritually. For those people that have ever lived in riverine areas and you see several fish swim towards the shore, not knowing that the waves will come, and then the waves now come and push the fish offshore, way, way into land, and suddenly the river begins to recede, you will see any true fish will begin to make effort to link up with its habitat. Because if it stays outside of its habitat, what will happen to it? It will die. Don't be deceived. You can lose your salvation if you are outside of the habitat. And sin happens to be a habitat that a believer should not dwell in. Because sin can deceive. Just in case you are dwelling there, sin has deceived you. And if you tarry there, sin has a mission to what? To slay you. So I'm not saying because there's mercy, you can sin and go and look for mercy. I'm just saying that if by any means you are overtaken in a fault and that's the situation, don't run away from God. Do what? Run to God. Yes, Ogba, you say you have something to say. Yes. Finally, then we'll begin our prayers for the next minutes.
Concerning the issue of justice and justification you were talking about,
Okay. Even
in the criminal justice administration, that is the regime that provides for how a crime or a criminal is treated.
Okay.
There's a provision in it that is called the instrument of mercy. That even somebody that is fully guilty, that is even guilty, and the court of law has concluded and given him death sentence.
Okay.
Maybe he committed armed robbery with firearm, or he committed murder. That one, the consequence is capital punishment.
Which is death.
And the Supreme Court has concluded that he should be killed while he's waiting in the prison to be fetched and killed. There's an instrument of mercy that either the president can even pronounce against him, that by virtue of that pronunciation, his record of crime that even brought him close to the grave has been
blotted out.
And he will just go as if he actually didn't commit anything. And even the impediment on his political career as an ex-convict will be totally wiped out.
Has been wiped out. So that's how potent the declaration of the judge is. And the helmet of salvation is that we are walking in the consciousness of our justification. The devil will come with pictures. The devil will come with accusations. in the spirit to make you feel inferior before God. But if you retain the position of the declaration of the judge, you can confront the devil and say, were you not in court? It's obvious you were not there. Because if you were in court, you would have heard that the judge said, I am what? Discharged and acquitted. I do not doubt the pictures you have. They are valid pictures. They were not photoshopped. But unfortunately for you, you were not capable of establishing that I was culpable. And the judge has already spoken in my favor, and now I'm discharged and acquitted. That's the kind of situation that the blood of Jesus creates for us. Discharged and what? Acquitted. So we are going to continue as much as we have the opportunity to look at the items of that, of our armor, and you must walk in the light of that armor. He will come to test you to see if you are sure of your salvation. He will come to test you to see if there's confidence that have been built around the works, the finished works of Jesus Christ. He will come to test it. And that's why you must put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. So that's the much we can take in terms of teaching this night. As we progress, we'll pick one part of the armor, and we'll talk about it. And then we'll now see how it is a weapon, either offensive or defensive, as the case may be. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Can we spend some time in praying? And it's, the prayer point has not changed. The context of the prayer point is that you are praying for yourself and your family, and that the warfare that is hanging over your life currently, over your family currently, that the Lord will intervene. The hand of the Lord will go forth. The Lord will dispatch angels on your behalf. The angels of the Lord will go ahead of you, and the battle will be overturned, and the grace of God will be released. The enemy of your soul will be arrested, and a new day will be proclaimed for you. You enter into the promises of God. You enter into the covenant of God for your life. You enter into the grace of God. The reason why God is giving you this insight is because he's hoping that you will stand on the behalf of the family. When you begin to see a trend of untimely deaths, it means that the devil has stretched forth his hand. The Bible says that Herod decided to stretch forth his hands to vex certain of the church. You have the right to disallow the activities of darkness. You have the right to disallow the works of the enemy. You have the right to disallow the works of darkness. The devil wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I am come that they might have life, that they might have it abundantly. Ruma selibokoria mahasanta. Romene sigle brendosoko. Raskota maselibokoria. It's your finances. Are they under attack? Is there a circle of lack, an unnatural circle of lack in your life? Maya Tomina Sila Keskotebre. Maya Santa Baboria Silo Brendo Combera Santa Babalite. Milos Cabrantelia Mahasamina. Make sure you raise that prayer. The devil has released witches, wizards, functionaries of darkness, heavily laden with a capacity for wickedness. But we rise to establish a priesthood of light. Let the elders at the gate change.
Mires kotobina kapresos ena la kamina. Abrababo, sabrababo, sabrababo. Bambran satana barata maskebriata baboneta. Asizene tekembre. Kombroskopo tobine sabriata babala mahaita. Aborosika brantesko baliata mahai. Relent, do not relent, do not allow the devil, do not allow the devil and his cohorts to hold sway in your life. God is ready, God is ready, God is ready. God is ready. Kove samantala babori asike. Bogrosatosa zaza natabre. Eka manzalia brasketobre gedela skiba lanzamanda. Preskote bazika preskota bina branta baboria. Asigo preso manzale. Preskovina habalate. Balanta skomba sika preskove tabalate. Nekezeze nika branta baboria abrasketa manzalite escodela brakasuka preskopata alimosamen 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 presete bokotete kabababahata ikosa manzalita ebreskopena tatalia abreskonze zaike branta govesabalata koponde skebrekete la kurabasima. Ali mama mama, Ali mama sosela, abrasken toma, abrasketa mazei, abrasketa kelebanda, isomenega brasketa mi. Now the Lord will stretch forth his hand. Lebo sama kabaha, alisko brende kesute maha. Satan, you killed before, you will not kill again. Mayato, mayato, jamina brasketa, mere sose, bracompele ikepatwa, la braskito selebandogo, amene sikle breskete mansala baboria, ledosa macabrande, sobregete las cabalatoa, ebra masibria masanda. Alebro samina braske sosela. Prescota manebonde, zebriata babone camarata, Masa labro, habarabo, harababasanga, Abrababasuke, labro seke, manselatale, Ayado, Ayadoma, Bradiga baskute bragata, Hanababolo kotobo, Esomina talia branta baboneta, Ayamonzele, debreskete branta babolia, Ayamon sabata, Icobramina sika brendo, O Ramala. Ramala, 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 Abatemo, Prescote Masika, Premantala Baboria, Asuzia, Lesa Mokondo, Breketeli Nekete, Brentos Kabasumantalima, Escobra Maha, Iza Mandali, Iza Sezenahata, Prote Kabasubria, Ikaskendo, Olo. Mala cosa, cosa, cosa. Breke sanda baboria. Breke somina boria. Breke meskende breke sabalata. Asese nata abramasika ba. Abramasiko sama sala baboria. And the limitations of my father will not replay itself in my life. That a new pattern will be forged. I will not fall where he fell. I will not die where he died. I will not miss it where he missed it. A different pattern rises in me. A different possibility rises. The hand of God makes a difference in my life. Covesele compami. Elio cobre sakata la manzali. Cobre sketo zene kembre. Koria bababaya. Oh my God. Oh my God. Soke baratuske tambrela kusa balatame. Ele konza sala mahapateke sale. Roko boko zekata la babokota. Roko boko sando menekende. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. I see a young man. Oh. Now bring that sister. Bring her. The yokes. The yokes are breaking. The yokes are breaking. When you fight, the power of God goes to work. And every tree that has not been planted by our Heavenly Father, he begins to root them out. He begins to root them out. Just in case you are in this hall, you have believed God for the fruit of the womb and you have not been able to conceive. It's your time. Yes, you people are deliverance ministers. There's little I can do with a lady. Oh yeah, begin to pray for her. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Okay. Ah, the thing is on the head. Can you lay hands on her head? It's on the head. Zelitoko benazile. Ambre. You see, her life is going. So command life to come back to her vessel. Let the power of the devil be destroyed. If you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I just receive clearance now. I receive clearance in the spirit right now. You can put your hand on your stomach as I release a word on your life. Mose mahika masali kote. Iromoko somi Natalia. All right, you even have the liberty to ask if you want a male or a female. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch every one of these wombs and give life. Give life. Consistent with the desires of their heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see a young man here. In terms of academics, you have gone farther than anyone in your family. And since you got your degree, you have been in a battle. You have been in a battle. You have been in a battle. It's as if you have violated a certain law that was placed in the spirit. You may wish to, if you have noticed that pattern in your life, oh young man, let us pray for you. It is because of your academic milestone. It's as if there's a fracture. You went beyond the expectation. But today, the mercy of the Lord will be upon you. Pastor Tony, please handle that lady. Sila Mokoria Mama Zigede. Can you just put your hand on your head as I pray for you? Father, in the name of Jesus, these ones are experiencing attacks because of how far you have led them in the academics. Now I ask, let the finger of resistance, the hand of containment that has been operating around them, let it be broken off in the name of Jesus.
I ask, oh God, that you establish them. Establish them. Establish them. Take them over and above. Use them to pioneer things that have never been heard of in their families. In the name of Jesus. For those listening to us online and you are in this category, I release the hand of God in your direction this night to liberate you from several attacks that you have suffered just because you have gone beyond the manipulative prescription for the family. May the hand of God yet move you forward, and may His grace establish you in that which He has empowered you to do. So let it be written, and so let it be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, you may be seated. Now we want to pray. If you have noticed any strange sickness that is unnatural in your family, we want to stand against it. Any unnatural sickness. There are sicknesses that result as a result of priesthood. Okay, and just in case you are the one that is a victim of that unnatural situation, you may wish to come out. Unnatural kind of situation. But if you are not the one directly implicated, but there is someone in your family that has a strange kind of infirmity, we are going to stand on their behalf and we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Now, okay, the people are too many now. Too many, too many, too many. Those of us sitting, can you stretch your hand and pray for them? Stretch your hand. Lia Kabo Samantene Mokori. Laborokoski Zezene Kembre Sekuta Mina Brantalia. Esomina breso coria caparato sicete preketelina zelima. Abria soca brantes gebereto sobre gavarato mina branta baboli baleto zika. Briascote manzala baboria caparia sica brendo. Malicose, malicose, malicose. Abrase, 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 abramacadi. Abra cura zeliketamin da coscabri, cocosche lebre e getoria. Malico sontamisco vere. Essomina branta baboria sama. Cabali sole nali mana ingle. Babari sole brelo cosima. Babali mambrase. Babali mancoria si presco fatami zalababone. Esso monde hele cabrisco tamina handelia. Maha selora mate branta babose macalia. Ambresco tamise selecari masulia. Ibara masacatale. Ombas kedima la hombre. Izazaite. Ah, samande cobre. Caselocoria samansali ketamina brante. Prasketoza mahala branta baboria. Escomina sila preso bocoria branta babosa malakadi. No, 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 no. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Now the fire of God. I see one of you with chains, and the fire of God will catch that person. The hand of God will come upon one of you, and it will come so strong, and the yoke will be broken. Lord, show me that one you spoke about. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. Show me that one. Show me with burning. With burning. With burning, with burning, with burning, with burning and with flames. Show me. With burning, with burning, with burning, with burning. Let there be burning. Let there be burning. Let there be burning. Ah, yeah. Show me with burning. Show me with burning. Let it come upon that life and let the chains be burned. Let the chains be burned. With burning. Show me. Show me. Show me a sign. Show me a sign, Lord. Show me a sign. 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 Let it come with burning. 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 Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Ligo sabakala. Libo kambala. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Those of you in front, don't pray. Don't pray. The Lord is removing some things. Yeah. With burning, with burning. With burning, 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 and flames, flames of fire. Flames of fire. Yes, I beheld a flame. I beheld a flame. Where's Kwado? Come, come, come here. Can you put your hand on this lady's tummy? There's something that will jump out. It will jump out. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. With burnings and with flames of fire to jump out. Yep. Jump out. Glory to God. Okay. Sister Gift, lay hands on her head. Lay hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Okay. We banish that sickness. We banish the pain. We banish the affliction. We break the curse. We release you from it. We release you from it. We release you from it. In the name of Jesus. We put an end to the argument concerning your health. In the name of Jesus. Ah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you shake me before you go? So that I will catch the people that I still need to pray for. I will know. Okay. Yes. Winifred, stand this way. Okay. You, sister, go to my right. Go to my right. Go to my right. Some things that need to be uprooted from. Some things. Just leave the fan so that you don't get injured, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, that which must be uprooted, I ask that you lay your hands on them so that the uprooting might begin now. Let the uprooting, let it begin. The uprooting, let it begin. Uprooting, let it begin. Uproot it. Begin to uproot. Begin to uproot. Begin to uproot. Begin to uproot. Begin to uproot.
Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. In the name of Jesus, let it be uprooted. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. From the crown of your head. Let the fire be kindled. Let it be kindled stronger. 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 Let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted. Let the fire be kindled. Let it be kindled. Let it be kindled stronger. 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 Things that were placed on you. Things that were laid on you. Things that were placed on you. Laid on you. Things that were released into your life. Let it be burnt off. Let it be burnt off. Let it be burnt off. Let it be burnt off in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah! Kavasi matwa. Reketwa. Masila mahabraske. Aseman sose na tebri. Mahabruske ta mikaskaila. Asamanda ikarekalia. Miro sokoma. Sahila mahabrasketa. Samasekoske. Some things are coming out. Some things are coming out. They are coming out. Come on out. They are coming out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. So that the lives of these people might be released. Might be released. Might be released. They step into their fullness. They step into their fullness tonight. They step into their fullness. Yes. You will not go back the same. That which has fought you for long, I take over that battle. I take over that battle. Witches are played with your health, played with your life. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke on you. I break the yoke. There's somebody in the congregation. Check your body. There's a pain that has gone. And the angel of the Lord, check your body. A pain has gone. Check, 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 check. Check. Aha, aha, aha. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. You see, what was taken from you is being restored now. It's been restored. It's been restored. It's been restored. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let all your possibilities come back. All the opportunities come back. In Jesus' name. Let all the opportunities come back. All the possibilities come back. In the name of Jesus. All the opportunities and possibilities. In the name of Jesus. For all my. If you get home, you will sleep so long today. So long. Okay, you can go. You can go. Now I want to pray for you and your family. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Mabresoke mahazazina. Now bring that lady. Bring that lady. Siako, bring her. Bring her. She's not. Mahazosen. See, the spirit is about to. Yeah. It's now that the spirit is coming out. The spirit is just coming out. Throw them out. Come 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 out. Yeah. This one has been fed in the spirit. I command you. Throw them out. Come 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 out. Throw them out. Come out, throw them out. Come out, throw them out. Come out, throw them out. Deposits that have been transmitted. So there are sicknesses that you cannot explain. Things you cannot explain. But it comes out, throw them out. From the fountain of the belly. Let it come out. Let it come out. Throw them out. Throw them out. Throw them out. Today I proclaim your liberty. Your liberty. Your liberty. Your liberty. Oh my God. The serpent. The power of the serpent. I destroy the power of the serpent. And I command you. Throw them out. Let his venom come out. His venom come out. His venom come out. Is there any sick person in your family? You are trusting God that such a person will be healed. Is there somebody bedridden? Pray now. Pray now. Pray now, pray now, pray now. Asila komba, mabreska takunale, breskotia zika breskonda, marasuka breskoto kombre ika bezelete, nani tola, nani tola, ruka pete mazel, Ruka pete mazeli, ruka basketoma. Oh, somebody here, your wife will deliver now. She will conceive now. She will conceive now. She will conceive. Yeah? Through them out. Through them out. Let the deposits. Let the deposits. Let the deposits come out. Let the deposits come out. Let the deposits come out. We demand that you be free. Free from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And we command those deposits to come out. We forbid death in your families in the name of Jesus Christ. Ali mosokorokoto. Iromosika brante sukabala barokoto mini. Prosketa min zolete kalika suman ebrendo. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, behold your people. Behold the families that are represented here tonight. Behold such as are participating in the service from online platforms. Lige seleto kombre zamila abaskula zozo no oroko kabahayete kabazu no kosakuria balita kunambo no kupola isosele kembre su kapula ne kontali. Amina sopria kapuate kaputo komoteya iso beretos komba. An angel of the Lord is uprooting something. 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 Gilasoma. 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 Somebody listen to me online. Your name is Jide. Jide. Jide, Jide, Jide. And when you were much younger, there was a spiritual situation in your family and a spell was casted. Even though you are living abroad, you are living abroad, but everything seems not to be working. I pray for you, Jide. I break the yoke upon your life. The curse that was released over your soul, I break it tonight. And in its place, I place a blessing upon you. Rise and let the grace of God begin to speak over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone in this auditorium. Were you cursed? Was a judgment proclaimed over your life from covens of witchcraft, from places of divination? Today, in the name of Jesus, by the authority given unto me by Jesus, I break that curse. 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 I break that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, demons are living. Demons are living. Demons are living. I break the curse in the name of Jesus. Now I proclaim a blessing on your life, that your inheritance will come to you. That the counsel of the Lord will begin to prosper in your life. That nothing will be able to resist the will of God from finding expression in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. See someone that has been struggling financially. And in the month of November, your breakthrough will come and it will be evident. Rokena. I'm seeing weddings, 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 all kinds of weddings, weddings, weddings in the name of Jesus. Even those that people think it will be impossible for them to settle down in marriage, I see weddings. From now to mid next year, you will see the manifestation of your heart desire in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we give you praise and we give you glory and we thank you and we glorify you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
The hand of the Lord is upon one person,
and it will start becoming stronger and stronger.
Because a new day is about to dawn in your life. Listen to me. I see someone in the spirit, and it is you experience this condition. There are sometimes you begin to see that your breath goes. Your breath is, you are losing your breath. You are losing your breath. You are losing your breath. I break that spell. I break that spell. In the name of Jesus, I break that spell. Let me touch you. Let me touch you. I give you your inheritance. I give you your portion. I give you your portion from this night. In the name of Jesus. Korea sika brantes koporoto sima zezezete ika malato mina brasketo preyazama. Things are being burnt off. Things are being burnt off. And somebody is experiencing a kind of heat on a part of your body. On a part of your body. Because things are being burnt off. They are being burnt off. They are being burnt off. They are being burnt off. Oh my God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Give him glory in 1 minute and exalt him.